This is Eric Show recording Sandy Sherwin about her early life. You ready?
Yeah.
What is one of your earliest memories?
Probably moving from our rental house to our new house in Petrolia where I grew up.
What was your childhood like?
Normal. Grew up with my mom and dad, an older brother and a younger brother. And it was just the good old days. Hanging out on the front porch, on the porch swing, and just had a happy childhood.
What were you like in high school?
I was voted, well, someone was mad at me, so I didn't get all the votes, but I was supposed to be the funniest one in high school. But some girl that was all tough and gonna beat everybody up went around and had everybody vote against me. But I came in second by like just a couple points.
What was her
so
name?
I was funny.
What was her name?
What was her name? I don't even remember. Tina King was one of them. I forget the other girl.
What were some of your biggest struggles or insecurities in high school?
I didn't feel like I feel like I fit in anywhere. I wasn't the cheerleader type, but I wasn't the, I don't know, I just didn't think I fit in. Yeah. I was smart, I got straight A's all the time. And
you were a tomboy.
I was a tomboy.
What was your relationship with your own parents like?
It was good. Like I said, I had a happy childhood, and we spent a lot of family time together. Every weekend was family time. We come from a family of race car drivers, and you know, we pretty much pack up for the weekend and go racing and spend time together.
Was there something your parents did when you were a kid that you swore you'd never do yourself?
Oh, the same thing every kid says. I'm never going to do that when I get older. Regular stuff.
Growing up, who inspired you the most?
My brother.
Why?
Because he was in a car accident and was paralyzed when I was 15. And he never complained when he was paralyzed, and he's 52 now, and he's been in bad health the last few years, but he doesn't complain. He just has a life to live. Said he was too young for that. He was 19 when it happened to him.
How many serious relationships were you in before you'd settled down?
Maybe one.
What was that like?
But I was 15 when I met Keith. And here I am, 33 years later. Still here.
When did you know that you wanted to marry Keith?
When I was 20. After 5 years of dating.
You're just ready.
Yeah, that I move on.
What was your wedding day like?
My wedding day, which was on 4/27 of 91. It was kind of sprinkling, but it was nice. It was fun.
What do you remember most about your wedding day?
All the friends and family that came, like our little church was packed. It's one of the things you think about when you send out all the invitation is, you know, people going to come and how many. And the church was packed. Everybody came. Almost every family came.
When did you know you were ready to have kids?
I always wanted to have kids. But as luck would have it, we couldn't have kids for years, and I had to go through using medicine and stuff like that to get the kids we had.
Where did you go on your honeymoon?
Niagara Falls.
What was that like?
It's where everybody goes. Rainy. It was spring. But it was nice.
What was the first year of motherhood like?
First year of motherhood? Yeah. Awesome.
Why is that?
Because we finally got what we wanted after all those years. Happy. We had Greg. He was a good baby. He was happy. Laughed all the time. And that was my thing. That's all I wanted to be with them all.
What do you wish most for your kids?
Happiness. They're not... They don't need to be rich, but that they're comfortable. They have work. That they have good families.
Best trip of your life?
I don't travel much. But... When the kids were little, we would try and go somewhere on vacation, and like we were really good at like 3-day trips. Other than that, we get homesick. So the first day we'd go somewhere for the kids. Like we went to Cereal City in Battle Creek, Michigan. And then the next day, well, the next couple days, we went to the Henry Ford Museum. So as long as we had something for the kids to do, and then we would tour something. And we toured the vehicle plant. They were first opened. They were building trucks. And we went to, like, the Crayola factory and Hershey and stuff that the kids could tour. And then, but we would enjoy as a family also. That's the stuff we like to do.
If you had to do it all over again, would you?
Yep. That's easy.
What would you change?
What would I change? Yep. I started college, but it wasn't for me. I just didn't like it. I was trying to do, like, physical therapy stuff. And at the time, all those years ago, you had to go, like, the nearest school was, like, 6 hours away. And I didn't want to travel. I didn't want to go away from my family. So I guess I would. Now there's stuff, physical therapy aids, you can go locally anywhere to get training and certifications, but I really do like that. I like taking care of, I don't like necessarily the medical field, but I like taking care of people and handicaps and stuff like that. So physical therapy assistant is what I really wanted to do. I joined this school down in Harmerville because they were known for a rehab center down there, and they were trying to get accreditation for schooling. And I went for 3 months, had 110% in every single class, and they failed their accreditation. So they closed and kept my money and threw me out. So that kind of changed everything. So after that, I came home and worked as a personal care assistant to a 6-foot-tall, 220-pound man who had a head injury from a vehicle accident. I did that for a few years. So, and I took him to therapies and stuff like that. So it always comes down to therapies and handicaps and stuff like that.
Looking back.
So I would go to school.
Go to school.
I think. If it was local, I definitely would have gone to school.
Looking back on your life this far, what are you most proud of?
My kids. My family. Kids and family. It all comes down to kids and family. Greg's doing well in school and almost done. And he's had a lot of medical issues, but he's getting through them. And Johnny's come a long way. His grades have gone up. He's become more, like, public speaking and stuff like that. He's just come out of his shell once Greg moved away. So it's nice to see Jonathan spreading his wings, kind of.
What happy memories will you cherish forever?
Anything with the kids. I liked it when the kids were babies. We had a lot of fun together.
Any memories with Keith you cherish forever?
Sure. He provided a good life for us while I was raising the family. I mean, it was a give and take. So, it takes two.
Awesome. That is the conclusion of our interview.
Well, thanks. It was interesting. Thanks for the therapy session.
You're welcome.